Green Willow Books and Harper Audio present The Frame-Up by Wendy McLeod McKnight, performed by Bronson Pinchot. A painting is never finished. It simply stops in interesting places. Paul Gauguin. Chapter 1. Mona Dunn was late. She leaped from one painting to the next, her damp hair flying like streamers on a bicycle, her dress darkened here and there by still soggy undergarments. She'd known there wasn't enough time, even without the calamity, which had involved a stranger farther down the beach, whose presence had trapped her in the water thanks to an ill-thought-out decision to jump in wearing only her undergarments. Her mistake cost her 20 minutes. She would be the last to arrive at Lord Beaverbrook's monthly meeting, just like last month and the month before. Lord Beaverbrook would not be pleased. Breathless, she arrived at the meeting location, Salvador Dali's Santiago el Grande, one of the largest and most dramatic paintings in the art gallery, with its massive horse and rider soaring toward the heavens. Located in the orientation gallery, near the entrance, it was a crowd-pleaser. Lord Beaverbrook was already speaking, after slipping through the picture frame into the meeting.